Okay.
Well, what we really need, I read your history at the museum.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, you did?
Uh-huh. I read that one. And we just kind of wanted to ask some more general questions.
Okay.
About just what we're doing is the social aspects and life and any of that stuff on Renko.
Oh, I see.
And so anything you can give us is,
Well, we came from Europe and landed in America in 1908. And I was about 4.5 years old. And then we first lived in Tigerville, it's Tiger now, for a short time so that our parents could make room to pitch up a tent because the nursery, they came to work in the nursery. It was advertised in Europe that they needed gardeners and workers in the nursery. So, my parents and my uncles, they were willing to come to America. And then the nursery would sell them 5 acres. And that's how we settled in Orenco. And the first thing, we lived in a tent until enough space could be made for a house. And the lumber, well, I really don't remember, but they cut down the trees and I don't know how ever they got the lumber there because the roads weren't even good for horses in places.
Not now.
When we went to school in Orenco, we had to cross a creek, and for quite a long time, we had to walk over a log. And I was scared stiff when the water would swell up in the wintertime.
Yeah.
Nothing to hold on.
Oh, no.
I just got down on my fours then and crawled. And we went to walk to school in muddy roads. I don't know how they could ever clean the schools with all those muddy shoes. And then, well, we did enjoy the social life because the people could go very far to socialize. So everybody stayed in Orenco, and there was a Presbyterian church there. We'd go there, and they would have dinners and so on. And we children were always the first one to go. They would shoo us away many times and let the guest eat first. But, oh, you couldn't do that. So they gave upon us, and so we were served. I don't know how well they felt towards us. We didn't care. We didn't even know about emotions at that time. And then, Christmas time was so precious. When we were small, well, Mother at that time, my father wasn't able to work. He came to America a couple of years before we did, and he invested in Canada and lost all the money. And then almost made him incapable of holding a steady work in the nursery. So he didn't make much. So Mother, being trained in Europe as a midwife, she was able to deliver babies and make money that way. And then, when we were small, of course, there wasn't enough money. And it was about 3 days before Christmas. Mother was weeping, and she also prayed that the Lord somehow would provide enough money so she could buy some Christmas presents for us. So we would see her. She knelt down and prayed and mentioned each one of our names. And so it was left like that. And the night before Christmas, we heard jingle bells. The president of the Oregon Nursery Company, Mr. McDonald, he hitched up his horses. He had horses and cattle, and hitched it to a sled, and then put jingle bells around, and he came and brought toys and also slipped Mother a $20 gold piece in that day. Oh, that was like maybe $300 today.
Yes,
just wonderful. And Mother really gave God the glory. She says, well, the Lord answered her prayer, which he did. And then Mother went and bought flour and different things, so she was able to make pastries. And then the night before Christmas, Mr. McDonald came again, and he brought along dolls and different things. We girls would look at the store there, and we would just stay there for hours looking at those beautiful dolls that we could never afford. So on our first Christmas, we had them. And yes. When we got up in the morning, that was such a joy, you know, to take care of the little children. Mm-hmm. It means so much to them. And then we would go to church, and there they would give everybody a little bag of candy and oranges, and Santa Claus would come there. and he really gave us much joy. You know, it could have been a time of, an unhappy time. But because of the thoughtfulness of others, we'll never forget him. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
He lives in our memory as a precious, wonderful person. And he was a Christian. And then we went to school in a rainbow. I think that's about all that I haven't told the other gentleman.
How big was the town when you lived there? Do you have any people there?
I don't remember, but everybody knew everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the time that they planted those trees. We saw those trees planted, and also different homes going up later on. We had our home built, and it's still in Orenco.
Which one is it?
Oh, it's on Quitama Road, and it's a kind of a two-story older house on the corner going to rebuild. That was our house.
Oh, yeah. It's still standing.
Yes. So I don't know what else I can tell you.
Let's see, how about
we went to see Mrs. Gross, Florence Gross.
Yes.
And she said that the school there for a while was a tent.
Big part?
She said that the school was a tent. They didn't have a building. Mm-hmm. Were you there?
I don't quite remember that. She maybe heard that from someone else.
Yeah.
But I don't remember that part. It could have. We saw the church go up there. That we remember.
If was the president of the company, was he Presbyterian? Was that one of the churches? Was the president of the company Presbyterian?
Yes.
So that's why it's Presbyterian?
Yes, so he really donated a lot. Maybe it's a whole thing, I don't know. And school was very pleasant. We had 4-H. Mm-hmm. Raised chickens and a pretty garden. They'd give us little plots close to the school, and each one of us could plant whatever we wanted. I planted a mixed Shirley poppies, and they were gorgeous. I won a prize. They really were beautiful. I didn't think it could be that beautiful, but I planted a whole little plot full of that.
Flowers. What other things did you do for entertainment, for fun?
Well, they had a band there, the older, the young
men. Some pictures of it.
They had it right where the school is, and would here enjoy that. There wasn't much entertainment, only we'd come to Hillsboro on 4th of July, and to have a hamburger. That was heavenly food for us. We tasted so delicious, we thought we were in heaven, eating that hamburger with a big slice of onions. Mm. And also wieners. Oh, that for a youngster is something else. And it was so enjoyable. They had beautiful horses, and they would ride them and all. They'd have different rides. So that's about all.
What did you usually have to eat?
In our home?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we had Hungarian dishes, mm-hmm. like chicken paprika and chicken soup and homemade noodles and also cabbage rolls.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sauerkraut.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well, my grandma fixes those.
Or does she?
Yeah.
Well, this and wonderful pastry. Oh, I don't know how my mother could make that. She'd stretch the dough out, you know. One lady, English lady came over while mother had the dough stretched out like tissue paper over a white damask tablecloth. And then mother brought in the fruit that she was going to put on that pastry. And she started putting butter on first and then the fruit. And the lady there, she said, "What are you doing to your tablecloth?"
Oh, no.
Yes. And then she began to roll it.
Uh-huh.
And then baked it. And it was so delightful. Such thin layers.
Ooh,
yeah.
Yum.
Wonderful. But this lady thought, I guess she must have lost her marbles. Here, she's putting butter and the fruit on her table. So, and then we go in the woods there, and we kind of lived next to nature. Mm-hmm. We would so enjoy make believe the different things that would come across the child's mind. Mm-hmm. So we really didn't miss anything, and we grew up healthy.
How big a part did the company actually play in it? Did everybody there work for the company?
Yes.
And so the town was Orenco, the company that...
Yes, that's right. Mm-hmm. And then we were there when the Oregon Electric train came into existence. And that was so wonderful to ride on the train from Orenco to Hillsboro. That was great. And when we go to Portland, we thought we went to the end of the world. And to see all that water, you know, in the Willamette River. We lived in a place in Europe where there was no water. It's kind of a desert, but everything grew abundant. And when we came on the boat there to see all that water, I just was getting so fed up on it. When we came by the Rock of Gibraltar, I told Mother I wanted to get off. Let's get off there. I don't like that water. Oh, it just scared me. And the sailors, when we were coming into New York, they would have to carry us because I just screamed to see all that water there. So they were so kind, they just carried us. And before entering New York, I yelled out, "Mother, are we entering heaven?" And I kept on saying that. She says, "Shush. This isn't heaven. Yeah, this is America. Why do you call it heaven?" And I says, "I see the angel holding up a torch for us."
All right.
Yeah. And they couldn't shush me because all that New York with all those electric lights and that beautiful Statue of Liberty with a torch. I never forget that wonderful feeling that came over me that finally we're reaching heaven. And then Mother says, "My dear girl, this is not heaven yet, but later you will have tears here. You'll have to work hard many times. You'll be disappointed and perhaps you'll have a heartbreak. America isn't heaven yet. But if you love the Lord Jesus and serve him, you will embark someday and reach heaven." So that satisfied me. Yes.
That's about it.
Anything else? Well, let's see.